Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fox News contributor and founding member of Project 21 joins us now and might have a little something to weigh in about this. Droy, great to have you on the show today.
Annie, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Doing okay. Trying to keep up with the fire hose of drinking that we have to do these days on this issue.
We have our shot glasses. They're being filled by a fire hose. That's
yes.
Exactly what's going on.
Does the whistleblower matter to this whole ordeal anymore, or are we just over it?
The whistleblower should matter, but the Democrats seem to have no interest in hearing from the whistleblower anymore. It would be kind of like during the Nixon impeachment if they said, John Dean, John Schmeen, we don't need that guy. This whole thing got started because this whistleblower came forth saying, there's all this misconduct, illegality, the White House is a crime scene, so on and so on. And then they changed their minds. We don't need to hear from the whistleblower. That's not important. And it's, to me, astonishing that we're now at the point where Nancy Pelosi this morning announced that there will be articles of impeachment. That's the next step in this. And we still have not heard from the original accuser, what the person saw or didn't see or didn't hear. What are these persons' motivations? Is this person compos mentis? It could be somebody who's, hallucinating and seeing visions and seeing things. We have no idea who this person is, what kind of mental state this person has, biases, lack of biases. It's just a big dark hole. And for us to proceed potentially with the removal of the President of the United States after he was duly elected by 63 million people without even having a physical image of the whistleblower is breathtaking to me. Whether you like Trump or not, that's just a fundamental breathtaking level of fundamental unfairness.
DeRoy, are we having this conversation right now without the whistleblower? Because I'm reading this article that you have on FoxNews.com, and you quote here, Schiff continued, quote, "The whistleblower's testimony is therefore redundant and unnecessary in light of the president's threats. The individual appearance before us would only place their personal safety at grave risk." So it looks like Adam Schiff is saying, we got what we got from the whistleblower, but due to the redundancy of what has taken place since then, we don't need the whistleblower anymore. Adam Schiff kind of needed that whistleblower to get this ball rolling, it would seem to me.
That's correct. And exactly what he said early on. I mean, early on, the Democrats saying, we're going to bring this person forward. Nancy Pelosi said, sent a letter out September 22 saying that she was going to bring in the Director of National Intelligence and said, and I'm quoting, "I expect that he will establish a path for the whistleblower to speak directly to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees as required by law." Adam Schiff said 2 days later, "We're in touch with the counsel and look forward to the whistleblower's testimony as soon as this week." The next day, the joint press release was put out by Schiff, Gerald Nadler, who we've seen heading up the Judiciary Committee, Elliot Engel, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee, and Elijah Cummings, who passed away not too long after this. And they all said, quote, "We need to speak with the whistleblower," unquote. Not just Schiff and three other Democrat committee chairmen. So it was absolutely vital that the whistleblower come forth and explain whatever occurred. And then they changed their minds. They went 180 degrees. And the question is why? And I think the reason why is that we discovered that despite Adam Schiff's claim that he had no idea who the whistleblower was, either he or at least his staff were in touch with this person. Who knows what level of coordination and collusion, let's use that word, occurred between the whistleblower and either Schiff or Schiff and his staff. And if this whistleblower came forward, those questions would have to be answered, and that could prove very embarrassing. And in fact, the entire impeachment charade might collapse of its own ridiculous weight at that point. So far better to keep the whistleblower hidden in a cave in Utah or who knows, wherever the whistleblower is at the moment.
DeRoy, this is Ryan Wiggins. We were talking about how the government funding runs out in about 2 weeks, and you're talking about the timeline of things kind of that has been. Explain to us why the timeline will be what it's going to be, why it could be until after Christmas that maybe we don't even get a vote on impeachment, or when the Senate takes this up and why.
Well, a couple of things. One is I think that they are trying to move this along before popular support or lack of support gets any worse for the Democrats. I have been following this on Real Clear Politics, and before the hearings began, there was about a 9-point gap of people saying that they wanted impeachment versus not wanting impeachment. And actually, since the hearings began under Adam Schiff, support has just gone down, down, down. It's just collapsed. November 10th, before the hearings began, there was a 9-point gap of support versus opposition, and that's gone all the way down to December 3rd was the last poll, it's down to 3.7% gap in favor, 48.3 in favor versus 44.6 opposed. And you look at independents, that number's gone down like 13%. According to the Emerson poll, among black voters, it's gone from 58% support down to 37%, down 21%. This is a complete disaster. So I imagine what they want to do is try to vote on this before things get any worse. Although public opinion is turning on this so quickly, they may find themselves looking at this issue completely upside down, and who knows if they'll abandon it at that point. To make things even worse, right in the middle of the Christmas, Hanukkah, Yuletide season, people are going to Christmas parties, having a great time, enjoying themselves, while these guys are engage in the most ugly and divisive behavior imaginable. They're not talking about possibly having a vote on either December 20th or as late as December 22. That would be 2 days before Christmas Eve. December 22 is the first day of Hanukkah. What a great thing to do, celebrate Hanukkah while at the same time you're watching the impeachment of the President of the United States. That's not going to endear people to the Democrat majority
any
more
than they are now. Well, Nancy Pelosi has used a lot of religious language lately for some reason, so she's been talking about how she's prayerfully considering this impeachment.
Pope Nancy. Thank God for Pope Nancy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable. Yeah, she seems to be spending, she's not the Speaker of the House, she's the prayer of the House.
Right.
Yeah, it's doing her a lot of good there. We're speaking with Joy Murdoch, Fox News contributor and founding member of Project 21. You can learn more about that at nationalcenter.org/project-21. I want to ask you about, you know, you're talking about polling. I think one of the biggest reasons why this isn't polling more in the favor of Democrats is because there's no victim here to identify with outside of Democrats themselves. This looks very political because it is, but there's no victim on the other side of this. There's, you know, I think back to the Kavanaugh situation. There was a potential victim that people knew the face of and knew and knew the name of.
Correct.
We don't have that here. And I think when you don't have somebody to identify with outside of a political party, I don't see this trending in a different direction anytime soon.
Well, like the song says, it's even worse than it appears. Not only is there not a victim, but the person who should be the victim should be President Zelensky of the Ukraine. He's the person, presumably, who was extorted and blackmailed and pressured and so forth.
He
has come out on 9 different occasions, and I wrote a piece about this, I believe, for Fox News as well last week. I think it was 8 occasions now, then, and there's been one even subsequently, where he said, I wasn't pressured, I wasn't extorted, I wasn't blackmailed, it was a lovely call, it was very friendly, and so supposedly we've got this person's beaten up on the side of the road with a black eye, and he's standing up saying, hey, I feel great, nothing happened, there's nothing wrong. He wanted a number of things from the President of the United States. He wanted a phone call, he wanted a meeting in public, and he wanted this military assistance. Guess what? He got the phone call, 2 phone calls. He got a meeting at the UN General Assembly in New York, and the military assistance was provided on September 11th. President Trump asked him, would you please do us a favor? Would you please do this investigation of the 2016 election, the DNC server, and any hijinks on the part of the Bidens? Guess what? He got none of the above. Trump got nothing he wanted. Zelensky got everything he wanted. And as you say, Annie, where's the victim? The victim isn't victimized. The alleged victim, got everything he wanted, and Trump got nothing he wanted. If there's any victim here, you could say it's Donald J. Trump.
He's the worst quid pro quoer in history of quid pro quoers. Real quick for you.
Not a very good horse trade, I would
say. Yeah, no joke. DeRoy, last question. I only got less than a minute here. If this goes to the Senate, which we anticipate it will, does the whistleblower testify? Who else do you expect to see the Senate call to testify in that hearing?
Yeah, I think at that point the whistleblower has to come forward. I mean, Lindsey Graham said that if the whistleblower isn't brought forward, the whole thing is just going to collapse, and it should. I think Hunter Biden will get called. I think Joe Biden will be called. There's a woman named Chalupa who was an American of Ukrainian descent and a Democrat operative who worked for Bill Clinton and the DNC. She walked into the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C. and said, can you please help us get dirt on Trump? And they provided dirt on Paul Manafort, his campaign manager. That led to the prosecution of Manafort. It didn't help. Trump obviously went on to win, but it was a big black eye during the summer of 2016. So you want Ukrainian collusion and interference in the election. It was orchestrated by Chalupa, who is a Democrat operative, and she ought to sit on the Senate floor and explain what she did. The Ukrainian intervention happened on the part of the Democrats, not on the part of the Republicans.
Boy, that's going to look a lot different than the Schiff show that we've been seeing so far, DeRoy.
It's very different.
Great to have you on the show. Appreciate your insight as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Likewise, Andy. Thanks a lot. Ryan, good to talk to you too. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.